Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is Kathy Hook with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Kathy, thanks so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News. And today we're talking situational awareness.
We are. Good morning, Andrew and Shannon. Grim reminder, today is the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. Tomorrow, the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Clearly, recently, we've had fires, we've had incidents with active shooters. So we just want to remind people something that we should always be on top of, and that's situational awareness. So that's kind of a big way of saying just knowing what's going on around you. In the fire department, we stress almost every week on this program and all of our presentations and education, always know two ways out. We know our normal escape routes from our home. When we go places, we know the door that we came in. It's such a great habit, from the young clear up to the old, to, you know, before you sit down and start eating your Chipotle or watching the movie, know two ways out. Know two exits that you have, be it for fire, be it for other situations. Really important that we know our way out. And then, once you're out, have a plan for your family. You know, a lot of times people talk about having that meeting spot or what we're going to do. It's time to make sure that everybody, from the littlest that lives in your home all the way up, knows that once we get out, we stay out, and this is who our family's going to meet. These are really, really important in the event of an emergency. It's a bad time to think, wow, we should have really talked about that when the situation is going on.
Right. I tend to have those conversations in the car because it comes to me in the car, and I often wonder if it's not, maybe we need to have a dedicated family time to have those conversations, because it might be lost in the kerfuffle when you say, oh yeah, that's the Shell station that we're all going to meet at if a fire breaks out or something like that.
Sure. Boy, Shannon, I'm with you. That undivided attention, because your kids have to listen because there's nowhere to go. Car time is a great time, but it's a good idea to practice it too, just to say, you know, the alarm's going off. Where are we going to meet? We always go out our closest exit. And that's important to remember at your home, but also at your work. Sometimes the meeting spot, the assembly spot, is maybe not at the closest exit, and it might be a little chilly, but just get in that habit of going out your closest exit, and be it in your home, be it in your office, close the door behind you. That can really help with the suppression of smoke, even if there's not fire in that immediate area. You know, smoke is deadly, and so closing that door behind you in the home, in the office, wherever you are, if there is a fire, that can really make a difference for others and as well as the firefighters.
Exactly, yeah, and you know, as you'd mentioned, it's all about having that plan, but more importantly, knowing exactly how to execute it and having those times where you sit down and have, you know, some drills and practices is definitely crucial to keeping not only you and your family safe, but safe while you're in the workplace as well.
That's right, and for the first responders, risk a lot to save a lot. That's what our firefighters do, but if they don't know that someone has already exited the building or the house, that there is a fire incident, they're going to treat that response differently. So just having everyone be organized and meeting and being able to relay what's going on to the fire department is so important. And I really do want to stress that get out and stay out. Sometimes people, you know, maybe want to go in to help or to retrieve things. Once you are out, you need to stay out and let the fire department know, you know, what the situation is, what's happening, who might still be in there. That is far more important than people going in and then becoming additional victims potentially in a situation.
By trying to go back and rescue someone or an animal that has stayed behind, right?
Right. And, you know, the fire department's about life safety. We're going to make every effort to get every living thing out. But if you're in the house roaming around trying to find, you know, your rat or your cat or your dog, that's not helpful. Getting out and letting the fire department know this is what's happening, this is what's going on, is by far the best way to assist with that situation.
Some good warnings and advice there. Kathy Hook, I think I'm going to be setting aside some dedicated time to be having that talk with my family because of that. So we appreciate your time, your insight into this, and again, the watchwords today, situational awareness.
Thank you, Shannon. You all have a great week.